Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the New Yorker Radio Hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm David Remnick. And here's Erica Jong.
We're sitting on Central Park West and 78th Street, and we're right near the Museum of Natural History. And we came here because I grew up right in this area. I grew up in a building facing the Museum of Natural History. And in some ways it was the same, but in many ways it was different.
Jong is the author of a dozen books of fiction plus works of nonfiction and of poetry. But none's more famous than her debut from 1973, Fear of Flying, a story about a woman coming to terms with her zipless sexuality. And it was quite controversial at the time. The book reflects Jong's own life and her upbringing and identity as a native of New York City.
You always see tourists coming out of buses and going to the museum sort of with stars in their eyes. And I try to figure out where they're from. And you can sometimes tell, but often you can't. Very rarely do you see anyone wearing a sari or a kimono. Everybody is homogenized. That's sort of disappointing in a way. My grandfather, because he was a painter and worked at home, and we all lived together in one of these studio buildings with north light on the other side of the museum, my grandfather often used to take me into the museum on the 77th Street side, and there was a hollowed wood canoe, and the light was kept very low in the museum. And I would look up at the canoe with the shadowy figures and become terrified. And Papa said, "Don't be scared." But the figures, you couldn't see their faces. I know how important grandparents can be. They have more time for you than your parents. They have time to sort of wander with you and go to museums and travel with you. They gave me so many things that became part of my understanding of life. The Museum of Natural History was also very magic to me because I knew that in one of the turrets Margaret Mead worked, she had her office here. And I always used to see Margaret Mead walking along Central Park West carrying a staff that had been given to her by some group she studied. She really understood what it meant to be a woman who wanted children, but also wanted to make her work primary. And in one of her memoirs, I think it was Blackberry Winter, she said, "I went to the library and I looked up all the women I admired." And she said, "And I noticed that each of them had one child, and I decided I could do that." And when I got pregnant with Molly, my daughter, I thought, if Margaret Mead could do it and go on with her work, so can I. This is too funny. Little kids, like 3 and 4, pushing each other in a stroller.
Fast.
Okay. This has always been a neighborhood for kids. We used to call it the Planetarium Park. God knows what the real name is. It surrounds the planetarium. There's plenty of greenery for kids to run around on. And maybe that's the good thing about this neighborhood, that there's so many places for children to play. We're on 77th Street, West 77th Street, which is the street where I grew up. The building I grew up in had been built at the turn of the 20th century as a building for artists. My grandfather painted portraits and movie posters for MGM, and I painted by his side. As a little girl, I was supremely confident. And I think my confidence came from the fact that I was adored by my grandfather and my father. I never come here without thinking of myself as a child, but perhaps the best part of it was when my three grandchildren from Mali, my daughter Molly Zhang Fast, were little, I brought them to the museum all the time. The great thing about being a grandparent is you see your childhood reimagined through the eyes of your grandchildren. I mean, they teach you about the world and you teach them about the world. It's the great reward for getting older, really. Look at these marvelous hydrangeas. They're in the museum park. So it's called Margaret Mead Green. I thought it was called the Planetarium Park, but it's been renamed Margaret Mead Green. Good for her.
The novelist and poet Erica Jong in Manhattan.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.